This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Craig Emergency Dispatch Services for Colorado State Patrol aren't being done in Craig at night right now. Dispatch for Northwest Colorado is being rerouted to the Alamosa and Montrose Regional Centers at about 6:30 each evening, starting Monday night. Here is Sergeant Patrick Rice with Colorado State Patrol.
Absolutely. Service will continue for all the agencies, to include the State Patrol and all the citizens that we provide service to up there. The people won't even notice a difference. It's going to come just the same, but it'll just be happening from a different seat somewhere else in the state.
Staffing is the issue. There are 6 dispatch employees in Craig, and they need 4 more to get back to having dispatch locally at night again. Craig Dispatch would need 16 employees to be at full staff. Check the Colorado State Patrol website to apply if you're interested, and that website is csp.colorado.gov. If you do call the non-emergency number at night, it sounds like it's hanging up with a dial tone, but it is a transfer process to the other dispatch center, so stay on the line. They're working to get that fixed. Waste Management and Twin Enviro Services have both been purchased by Apex Waste Solutions. That's out of Parker, Colorado. The sale went into effect Monday. A person at Apex says they will be reaching out to all customers, which is mostly in Steamboat Springs and Rout County. Business will operate as usual with no disruption to service. This is for waste and recycling. Casey's Pond Senior Care Center has gone into receivership. In a letter to residents and families, the Casey's Pond Board of Directors said they've not been able to find a buyer, so a group has been appointed by Rout County District Court to oversee the sale and day-to-day operations of the community. A press release says there will be no changes to staffing or operations and that the future of the community is unknown. Casey's Pond opened in Steamboat Springs in 2013. Events today, the 139th annual Range Call begins today in Meeker with activities throughout downtown Meeker and at the Rio Blanco County Fairgrounds. One event's tonight. It's at 8:45 at the Fairgrounds. It's a pageant about the history of the White River Ute Tribe and their interaction with the white settlers, miners, and ranchers. It's called the Twilight of the Ute Empire. In Yapa, there's a barbecue at Yaki Park at 5 p.m., followed by the classic car show at Montgomery's and a street dance at Antlers. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.